The Andretti's have been called the first family of auto racing. Mario Andretti is considered one of the greatest drivers of all time. He won the Super Bowl of racing, the Indianapolis 500, in 1969. On Sunday, he'll be on hand to see if his son Michael can accomplish the same feat. Michael Andretti has the dubious distinction of having led the Indy 500 for the most laps without actually winning. He's come out of retirement at age 38 to try one more time. Mario Andretti explains why his son is returning to the track.
He needs to be back, actually. That's the only way I can put it. I think it's very important that before it's even too late, even in his career, as far as I can see, you're not going to stay at the top of your game forever. So this is a worthwhile effort. I hope to come home with a result.
He's 38. When is a driver beyond his peak?
Probably your peak is around your 30s, mainly because you're still young, but at the same time you have enough experience. And I like to think that that's the case with Mike at the moment. He still has the aggressiveness, but he's a little more calculated. And, you know, when he has a piece under him that stays together, look out.
What have his problems been?
Mechanical. What prevented him from finishing, it was always a mechanical, something that certainly is not a driver's fault.
His qualifying didn't go as well as he had hoped.
No, there's a little disappointment there for sure. But I think he redeemed himself considerably by requalifying and finding a better setup in the car.
So how do you think he'll do?
His focus is now to be able to come through the pack and try to set up the car in such a way that he can handle a lot of turbulence, a lot more turbulence, and see if that will work.
Is it more difficult for you to watch a race with the recent fatalities of Dale Earnhardt and others? You have two sons and a nephew still racing.
It's the case, yeah. It's more difficult to sit by the sidelines and know what, you know, what they're dealing with. But you have the father instinct, you know, that you want to make sure that nothing happens to them.
Are they wearing the Hans device that might have saved Earnhardt?
Yes, they've been wearing the... Michael has been wearing the Hans device for quite a while now. They always avail themselves with, you know, every safety device that is the hot thing of the moment.
When we talked 7 years ago about safety devices, you said that in order to be effective, it had to be mandatory because, and I'm not talking about this particular device, any device, because not wearing it gave you a racing advantage.
We were talking about safety on the cars. And what I said is that the sanctioning bodies have to mandate certain safety features on the car because most of the time safety on a race car has some performance penalty. When it comes to drivers wearing like a safer helmet or that sort of thing, well, it's up to them. Some of the things are a bit uncomfortable, but then like anything else, I think it's a matter of getting used to it and adjusting it. And then after a while, you wouldn't do without it.
Thanks a lot. Good luck to Mike.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Mario Andretti, his son Michael, has come out of retirement to compete in Sunday's Indianapolis 500.